I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright, alright. You say you got a real solution. Ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all doing what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right?
Up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all were protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Cause you're running out of time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Designed to make you behind, you want to incline to pure hip hop. Don't sell out if you ain't in it to win it.
Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Boy, you got me down and got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started getting dressed and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some dudes I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell. You were the ice at night. You used to call me on my cell. You were the ice at night. I know in that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know in that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing.
Two and four. Witness.
Some people say just let it go. And on is such a such. But they don't ride around with us. No, no, no.
Hold up, hold up.
And back to back we love to hang. And for a while it stayed the same. But now you're trying to change the game. No, no, no. You used to call me on my cell.
I don't know. saying, oh man, what's that? And they were saying, oh, this is some of that warehouse vibe. And I went down there to check it out, and I was like, yeah, this is cool. But the main thing that I grasped from just being there was the unification and the party, how everybody, you know, seemed like they was on one accord. You know, everybody was there, you know, like one unit, you know, and all embracing each other and the music, you know. Music Box and so many other clubs, huh? And even over here in England, what was this, the Shoom and Rip parties, Confusion parties. So it goes back a long, long way, this whole house thing, you know, and me and being there and involved and enjoying the feeling. And my first experience, huh, that's what we were getting at. You know, that's so fun, but the most important DJs at that in that early stage was definitely Frankie Knuckles and Ron Hardy and Larry Levan. Those were like the three inspirations for me coming up in the system, you know. I know it was many other great DJs back in that period as well, you know, and all due respect to all of them. But those are the main three that I actually had a close rapport with, where, you know, I've been to their house, they've been to my house, and, you know, we've been in touch with each other's, like, from a brotherly perspective, you know. So that's why I probably focus on, you know, mentioning those three brothers often in the system, you know, because I've had personal conversations with them, you know, where I've seen them outside of their artist kind of persona, you know. I've seen them just ordinary, you know, where they were relaxed. Disco for me, and you know, some of the break type material, definitely out of the disco era, the disco period. A lot of guys got inspired from a lot of the disco tracks that Ron Hardy and Frankie Knuckles were playing in Chicago. That's when they generated their ideas, and they would buy the sample units to the drum machines, the 303, 707, 909, 808s. It was a simplified way for them to produce rhythms in a, you know, from a cheap format. They couldn't afford to go into studios and pay for the kind of productions that they were hearing on those disco tracks, but they could come up with little formulas, you know, that made them feel good. And it's always been about, you know, trying to create something that makes you feel good in return, you know. Hopefully it'll make others feel good, and, you know.
There was a mountain called Peak 15. Nothing was known about it. But in 1852, the surveyors found it was the highest in the world, and they named it Everest.
Sometimes I have trouble falling asleep, but it's not so bad.
Not again.
I don't worry, and I don't weep. In fact, I'm glad. Because I get up off my pillow and I flip on the light. I get down
I turn the
and get
light back
hit
off
in the still of the night. I stretch and I yawn and then I breathe real deep.
Honey.
And dance myself to sleep.
Oh, why me?
I hoof around my beddy, just a tap on my toes. Before I know what's happening, I'm ready to doze. Got some partners I can count on, called the Boogie Woogie Sheep.
What?
I dance myself to sleep.
I don't believe this.
I gently rock by myself,
honey,
across the floor.
Honey.
I turn and then I toss and then I start to snore. My trusty little bugle helps me spread the news that I'm tapping two taps and I'm a raring to snooze.
Oh, not the bugle. Honey, those sheep are tap dancing. Why me?
Oh, that's nothing, Bert. Wait till you see Rubber Ducky play the bugle. What's his Rubber Ducky? He's a Boogie Woogie Bugle Duck of Sesame Street.
Annie! Annie!
Well, I'm getting kind of drowsy, so the moment
off,
has come to
please
grab my rubber ducky
no,
while the
oh,
sheep
outside,
take my
please
chum. Time to
not
shuffle
outside,
off to dreamland, got a date to keep.
Annie.
We'll dance ourselves to sleep, oh yeah.
Annie.
We'll dance ourselves to sleep, wearing our jammies. We'll dance ourselves to sleep, and thank you, lambies. We'll dance ourselves to sleep.
Don't be blue. You're This ain't about your love. This is about the lies that we've been told. This ain't about your freedom. This is about the future that's unknown. This ain't about forgiveness. This is about the light between my bones. This ain't about your sanity. This is about the things you think you'll know. For every time I fell down to my knees, oh, this is redemption. For every time I shed my blood and tears, oh, this is redemption. See, Jericho is coming down. We're gonna burn it down, down, down. For every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is redemption. Oh, this is redemption. This is redemption. Oh, so this is redemption. So every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is redemption. This is for all our stories to be told. This ain't about no victory. This is about the place that we call home. So this is redemption. Oh, oh, this is redemption. And I've heard it all already. They will never stop me. They will never bring this down. If it's war, you know I'm ready. It's fire. So this is redemption. So this is redemption. So every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is redemption.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I may rise, I may stumble, I may fall from these traps, but with you by my side, I have no worries. Elevation to new heights, 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 elevation to new heights. Elevation, take me higher.
Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know in that hotline bling that I could only mean one thing. And I know in that hotline bling that I could only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know in the holiday that could only mean one thing. And I know in the holiday
ever since I left the city, you, 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 you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages on your passport, hanging with some girls I never seen before.
You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. And I know when that hotline, call me on my
just right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Because the doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
Tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time,
because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
Michael, we're not going to fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
No,
the girl is mine.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Home.
Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you,
but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.